Today's Amud is Chagiga Tasamen Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Tasamen Aleph. So Samin Yana Diyayma will discuss the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Says the Mishnah, Misha Loi Chag Bi Yom Tov Arishan Shel Chag. Let's say a person, he didn't bring his carbon Chagiga on the first day of Sukkot. Right, every Yom Tov, the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, a person is chayiv to bring a carbon chagiga. So now let's say this person on Sukkot, he forgot to bring his carbon chagiga. So the halacha is chagig, is kol haregel, he could make it up if he didn't bring it on the first day. So he can make it up and he could bring the carbon chagiga on any of the subsequent days of Sukkot. V'yom tov ha'acharin shel chag, and also on Shmini Atzeres, on the last day, on Shmini Atzeres, even though Shmini Atzeres is a shtickle, its own yom tov, with regards to tashlumin, a person's allowed to make up for the carbon chagiga and bring the shalmei chagiga even on Shmini Atzeres, and that's considered the chagiga for Sukkot. Now, be'etzem, this halacha is true about Pesach and Shavuos as well. A person always has 7 days of tashlumin for Pesach. He has the whole Yom Tov, and Shavuos also. We have Gzeira Shavah that he also has 7 days. We learn it out from Pesach that a person has 7 days to bring his carbon chagiga. What's unique about Sukkot, that the Mishnah is stressing Sukkot, is because on Sukkot, not just you have the Yom Tov of Sukkot to bring the carbon chagiga, you even have the Yom Tov Acharin Shel Chag, you even have Shmini Atzeres. Says the Mishnah that Avar HaRegel, if the Yom Tov completely passes, by Sukkot that means even Shmini Atzeres had passed, V'loi Chag, and he still didn't bring his carbon chagiga, so at that point, Enei Chayiv Achar Yusai, he's not Chayiv to make it up, which means that he's not able to make it up. He already missed his chance. He missed it. It's too late. Alzeh Nemar says the Mishnah about such a case, such a person. The Pasuk says, Mu'uvas lo yuchal liskoin, v'chasron lo yuchal lihimanai. That something that's crooked cannot be fixed, and something that's missing cannot be counted. Meaning, he missed it. It's crooked already. He already missed his chance, and now it's impossible to make it up. He could only bring the carbon chagiga on Yom Tov. So now that he missed it, he didn't bring the carbon the entire Yom Tov. So now it's it. There's nothing to do. We can't make it up. Says the Mishnah that Reb Shimon ben Menasya Aimer, Reb Shimon ben Menasya says that no, Ezehu Me'uva Yisainu Yachali Taken. You want to know something that's crooked that can't be fixed, meaning that a person can't really even do tshuva for? That's what the pasuk's referring to. It's referring to something that a person, it's impossible for him to fix it. Meaning, it's almost impossible for him to do tshuva. Zeha ba'al al ha'erva. It's referring to somebody who is ba'al an erva. He's ba'al someone, one of the arayos. V'hoilin mimena mamzer. And through that relationship, he has a child, and that child is a mamzer. That's mamish, that's muva sheni yachli taken, that's something that can't be fixed. Now there's something, his advera is constantly tangible in this world, it's constantly floating around. The mamzer isn't going away. So that's mamish, that's muva sheni yachli taken. Now, is mamish impossible to do tshuva? Lav dafka, but that's already something that's very difficult because his advera is mamish tangible, it's walking around the world. Maybe you'll say, what do you mean? There's another type of advera that can't be fixed. It's someone who steals, that's not true. Yachol hulach zirei v'yitaken, he could return the thing that he stole, and like that he could fix the avera that he did. But somebody who's ba'al an erva, and through that relationship has a mamzer, so that's something that mamish can't be fixed. Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, a third case, that ein kairim mu'uvais, he has a diuk that something's not called crooked unless it used to be straight. If something was created crooked, so it's not called crooked. It's only called crooked if it used to be straight, and then it got bent out of place. So then that's called crooked. So when the pasuk says, "Mu'uvai sheinu yachal liskoin," it's not referring to someone who did one of these averis, somebody who didn't bring the chagiga, someone who was ba'al an erva and had a mamzer, because that's not something that was straight from the beginning. That's just something that he did crooked. Something that's mu'uvais, it means he was at first straight. So what's that referring to? It's referring to someone who was originally straight, and then he became crooked. What's this referring to? It's referring to a Talmud Chacham who then goes off the derech. He's someone that was straight. he was a Talmud Chacham, and then he became crooked. That's Mo'vais. Mo'vais in Yochel Iskoin, that's something that can't be fixed. As a Talmud Chacham, that's Pirash Min HaTorah if he goes off the Derech. Now, I'm not sure exactly what that means, that he can't be fixed. I mean, L'chairah, he could do tshuva. I once asked when I was a bachur, I asked this kasha to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. I asked him as follows. I said over this Mishnah that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says that a muva sheinu yochel liskoin is a Talmud Chacham a perish min haTorah. Yet Tosfos in Bava Metzia Pei Daled Amud Aleph says about Reish Lakish. We know that Rabbi Yochanan was eventually mekarev Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish was in the river and he thought Rabbi Yochanan was a girl. Fine, we'll see when we get to Bava Metzia Bezal Hashem. L'maaser Rabbi Yochanan was mekarev Reish Lakish, and Tosfos over there is medayik from the Gemara that really Reish Lakish was originally a Talmud Chacham before he met his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan. He was a Talmud Chacham, a Pirish Min HaDerech. He was a Talmud Chacham, he was Pirish Min HaTorah, and then Rabbi Yochanan was machzir him b'tshuva to a place that he originally was. So what do you mean? I thought a Talmud Chacham, a Pirish Min HaTorah is Eini Yochel Liskoin. L'maisa, we see that Reish Lakish did tshuva. I didn't really understand Lashon HaKodesh at the time. I didn't understand what Rav Chaim answered back, but that was the kasha that they asked him many years ago. Says the Gemara now, Mina ani mili. So first to the first din that the Mishnah spoke about was the din of Tashlumen, that a person, he could make up the carbon of the Yomtif, of the carbon Chagiga, the whole Yomtif, and by Sukkot he even has Shmini Atzeres to make up for the carbon Chagiga. What's the makar that by Sukkot you even have Shmini Atzeres? We know typically you have the whole Yomtif, you have 7 days. 7 days of Sukkot, 7 days of Pesach, we have Gzeirah Shavah to say that also 7 days of Shavuos, but where do we know that Shmini Atzeres is included in the Cheshbon as well? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yochanan, who's an Amora, that's important as we'll see later. Rabbi Yochanan said over in the name of Rabbi Yishmael that Nemer Atzeres b'Shvi'i shel Pesach. It says the word Atzeres with regards to the seventh day of Pesach. V'Nemer Atzeres b'Shmini shel Chag. And it also uses the lashon of Atzeres by Shmini Atzeres by the eighth day of Sukkot. So Ma'ala Halon L'Tashlumen. Just like when it comes to Pesach, the seventh day of Pesach could be utilized for Tashlumen. A person who didn't bring his Karban Chagiga the first 6 days, he could bring it on the seventh day. Afkan l'Tashlumen. So too, we learn now from this Gzeirah Shavah of Atzeres Atzeres, that also when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, if a person didn't bring his Karban Chagiga, he could utilize the eighth day, he could utilize Shmini Atzeres to bring the Karban Chagiga. And says the Gemara, that there's two types of Gzeirah Shavahs. There's one type of Gzeirah Shavah, that we find the word here, we find the word there, we make a Gzeirah Shavah. There's another type of Gzeirah Shavah, that not only do we have the same word in two different places, but the word is even extra. It wasn't necessary to even be said. The advantage of such a Gzeirah Shavah, when it has an extra word, when it's mufna, when it has an extra word, is that even if you technically have a pircha, you have a kasha on the Gzeirah Shavah, we'll still make the Gzeirah Shavah. If the Gzeirah Shavah doesn't include an extra word, if it's not mufna, and you have a pircha, that will upshlug the Gzeirah Shavah. We won't use the Gzeirah Shavah if you have a pircha. But if it has an extra word, so then we say, it must be we're supposed to make this Gzeirah Shavah, even though we have a pircha. With that introduction in mind, says the Gemara about this Gzeirah Shavah from Pesach to Shmini Atzeres, that you have Tashlumen even on Shmini Atzeres, says the Gemara that Mufna, that this must be a Gzeirah Shavah that it has an extra word. Why? The Lav Mufna, because if it's not a Mufna, and then we said, when it's not mufna, you can ask pirchas, so then ikul mifrach. By this case, we have a pircha. What's the pircha? The Malo Shvi'i Shal Pesach Shekin Einu Chaluk Mishalafanav. By Pesach, I understand that the seventh day could be utilized for Tashlumen, because it's part of Pesach. It's the same as all the first 6 days. However, Taimar b'Shmini Shalchag Shechalak Mishalafanav, you're going to say the same thing about Shmini Atzeres, which is nothing like the first 7 days of Sukkot. There's no Sukkah, there's no Dal Minim. It's not at all the same as the first 7 days. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to make a Gzeirah Shavah, so the Gemara says that it must be that this is a Gzeirah Shavah that's mufna, that has an extra word. To which the Gemara responds that, yes, a lie, which ironically means true. Lie, true. You're right. It's true that this is a Gzeirah Shavah that's mufna. Afnuye mufna. This Gzeirah Shavah has an extra word, because michti. I'll show you why a word is extra. Let's see. Let's look at the pasuk. My atzeres. First of all, what does the word atzeres itself mean? What does the very word atzeres mean? It means atzur ba'asiyas malacha. It means that you're held back. You're not allowed to do malacha. That's what atzur. That's what atzeres means. And the question is why does the Torah have to tell me about Shvi Yishal Pesach that you're not allowed to do malacha and say use this word of atzeres haksiv leisasim malacha? The Torah, in that very pasuk, it says that leisasa malacha, that you're not allowed to do malacha on Shvi Yishal Pesach. So atzeres the cost of Rachman Olamali. Why does the pasuk have to emphasize that it's atzeres, that you're not allowed to do malacha? It already says it. It must be to have an extra word so that the gzeirah shavu would be mufna, and I wouldn't ask the pircha, or I wouldn't be bothered by the pircha that we have, that Shmini Atzeres isn't doimet to Shvi Yishal Pesach. So lemaisa, we wanted to know what's the makar that on Shmini Atzeres you have tashlumen, the whole sukkah is even Shmini Atzeres. The makar is we learn it out from Shvi Yishal Pesach. We have a gzeirah shavah of Atzeres from Shvi Yishal Pesach to Shmini Atzeres. We have a pircha, but we don't care about the fact that we have a pircha because it's a gzeirah shavah that's mufna because Atzeres, and it says by Shvi Yishal Pesach is extra since the Torah already says leisasuka malacha. Says the Gemara Vayter now. So this was all Rabbi Yochanan's makar, right? This was Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan's an Amayra. The Tana Maisi Lamehacha. We have a Tana that brought a makar from the following. The Tani we learned in the Braisa. V'chagoysam oisoi chag l'Hashem shivas yamim. It says that you should bring the chagiga chagoysam oisoi chag l'Hashem for 7 days. So now yachol yehi chagig v'haylech kol shiva. I might think that you bring the carbon chagiga 7 times, all 7 days of Yom Tif, you bring a Karma Chagiga. Tamo Leimar Oisai. It says, V'chagoysem Oisai, that you bring it 7 days. It says, B'lashon Yachid, that you bring one Chagiga. Oisai atochoyge, viatochoyge kol shiva. You only bring it on 1 day, you don't bring it all 7 days. You just have 7 days to bring it. So, Imkein Lamar Namar Shiva, like we're about to speak out, so why does it say 7? If it's only one Chagiga, so why does it say 7 days? L'tashlumen, it means if you don't bring it on the first day, so you have the second day, you have the third day, you have all 7 days as tashlumen, but you're only supposed to bring one carbon chagiga. Minayin shemloi chag yom tov arishin shochag shochagig v'hoylech es kol haregel v'yom tov ha'achrayin. And says the Braisa, how do I know that if a person didn't bring the chagiga on the first day, he has the whole yom tov and he even has Shmini Atzeres? So the whole yom tov we already said because it says shivas yamim. But how do we know that he even has Shmini Atzeres? Says the Braisa, because the pasuk says that you bring the carbon chagiga during the 7th month, meaning during the chag, during the yom tov, that's in the 7th month, the entire sukkah, including Shmini Atzeres, you could bring the carbon chagiga. Now I ask the Braisa, wait a second, if it says you could bring it the 7th month, why are you saying it means dafka the yom tov? I might think you could bring it any time during the month of Tishrei, even after Shmini Atzeres, as long as you're still within Tishrei. The pasuk says again, "Aisai," to teach us that "Aisai atochegig viatochegig chutzalai." That no, they are only allowed to bring the karma chagiga during the yom tif that's in the 7th month, but not after the yom tif. So you have the whole yom tif. You even have Shmini Atzeres that we learn out from Chodesh Hashvi, but you don't have after that. So lemaisa, the Gemara now has a second makar for how we know that you're allowed to bring the Karmen Chagiga, you have Tashlumen for the Karmen Chagiga, even on Shmini Atzeres. We have the Makaris from V'chaydesh HaShvi. Now says the Gemara, a fundamental question in understanding Tashlumen. Says the Gemara, what's the question? My Tashlumen? That what exactly are the mechanics of Tashlumen? How does Tashlumen work? So we mentioned this in a little bit on Beis Amin Aleph. The Gemara now is going to focus, discuss this in a little bit more detail. Says the Gemara, my Tashlumen? What's the lumdus? How does Tashlumen work? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tashlumen Arishay. Rabbi Yochanan says all the days that you have for Tashlumen, it's all a makeup for day one. If a person's supposed to bring his chagiga on day one, if he didn't, he has day two to bring it. If he didn't do it on day two, so day three is making up for day one. Day four is making up for day one. Day five, every day is just a makeup for day one. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan views Tashlumen. Rabbi Yishaya Amar, Tashlumen Zelozeb. Rabbi Yishaya says, and no, it's not all a makeup for day one. It's all a makeup for each other, which is a little bit misleading. It sounds almost like day two is a makeup for day one, day three is a makeup for day two. That's a little bit misleading, because if that was true, so then really everything's just a makeup for day one, because if two is a makeup for one, and three is a makeup for two, and
two is only a makeup for day one, so that means really three is a makeup for day one. That's not what Rav Yeshaya means. When Rav Yeshaya says kulan tashlumin zelazeh, that it's tashlumin zelazeh, what he means to say is that any day of the chag is its own independent chiyav. If any time you're chayiv to bring the chagiga, even if a person was patur on day one, if he's chayiv on day two, so now day three is a makeup for day two. Each day has the potential of being a tashlumin for the day before it. Nothing to do with day one. It's not a makeup for day one. Anytime, even if you're patur on day one, you could still be chayiv in the karban chagiga. Because if you're chayiv on day two, so now day three is a makeup for day two. Every single day has the potential of being tashlumin zelazeh, being a tashlumin for the day before it. So now, my beinayah, what's the nafkamina? We sort of spoke it out that am rav zera chiger biyom rishon v'nespashet biyom sheni ika beinayu. The nafkamina is someone who was a cripple on day one, and a chiger is pater from the mitzvah of riyah, and then he got better by the second day of the yamtev. So is he chayev in riyah? So that's the nafkamina. Rabbi Yochanan amar tashlum in l'rishon. Rabbi Yochanan who says that it's all a makeup for day one. Kevin doli chazi berishon lechazi besheni. So since he wasn't chayev on day one, so therefore he's not going to be chayev on day two, because day two is only a makeup for day one. He wasn't chayev on day one. He has nothing to make up. He wasn't someone who was chayev and didn't get a chance to do it. He was completely putter, so he has nothing to make up. Day three is also a makeup for day one. Day four is a makeup. Every day is just a makeup for day one. So Rabbi Yochanan would say that such a person who is a chiger on the first day, he's going to be putter for the rest of Yom Tov. As opposed to, says the Gemara that Rabbi Yeshaya Amer Tashlumin Zelazeh. He says that no, every day has the potential of being a Tashlumin for the day before it. And Av Agav Lo Chazi Berishon Chazi B'Sheni Avada. Even if a person wasn't Chayiv on the first day, could still be Chayiv on the second day. That's nothing to do with Tashlumin. Tashlumin means that now on the third day, that would be a makeup for day two. The fourth day could be a makeup for the day before it. But I don't need it to be a makeup for day one. Even if he was Patra on day one, he could still generate his Chiyiv on day two, and that's perfect. Fine. So Rav Yeshaya would say that someone who was a chiger on the first day, he would still be chayiv on the second day and the third day as well. The third day would then be a makeup for day two, because that's the day he was chayiv. So the third day would then be a makeup for day two. So that's a nafkamina in this machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Yeshaya. Bezras Hashem, the following share, we'll discuss this machlekes in more detail.